Your screen was also on.
Small again, but it doesn't matter a lot.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I can read it.
Hey!
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so right, then we can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I have another shortcut. Well, a functional design meeting, it's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you.
Okay.
I think you're prepared
well, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We you also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received the mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
Were we 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Well, Becker, the closing, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes for a meeting. Yeah. I gave you this presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Right.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas.
Yeah.
Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Now it's right. Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs, and well, the labeling of the button should be indestructible. It's
No.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like normal telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new sort of thing,
but
not teletext.
It's not my place to disagree, I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No, no, that's a shame.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Let's not forget about it. It's just time consuming, so we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it. I read it on the. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design things.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
No. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was in a bit in a hurry.
Okay.
Well, I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I have to remember. You already opened PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I'll tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those few things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away. Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
It
should in the
actually
same room.
It should actually be loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone can
use
it.
Your click on
no, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No,
well,
but it's specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well,
we'll have a look at it. Yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumb people should be able to use it.
I think our user experts should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't use manuals.
No, they don't read it? Oh,
no.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than
the
manual.
You should
take
a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Well, it should always be a manual, but it can
it
be very
be
short.
Yeah, but nobody reads a manual about a remote control.
Yes, okay.
Well, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only
we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
But we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual. Yeah,
right.
Is
right.
Part of the you? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but. The designer should take it to shoot.
Consider the
consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand. Right, this is the most important part. Like the requirements said, we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50. As production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of the stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
Your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't have any information.
No,
so
we'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
No, and we have
so
customers in
LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, right. We'll consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out
immediately. Okay.
Right. I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can write.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Similar. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain or to point out the wording design. Yep. How do you enlarge it? Should it be like F5.
F5.
Oh, the wording design? That's my
next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and
purple.
I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see...
Maybe you can select it, so it inverts.
I can select in the...
But the
go to
the whole picture.
Click.
Never mind.
Well, you can read it. It's not there. Well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically
the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender was just the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the sender. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the machine. That's the basic idea. Very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. It's pressed, of course. It uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, it signals the,
yeah.
It signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD, if we had done that, and the button for
but we don't
TV.
No,
so.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons. But it's quite... you can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart. And it's not very... not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that there's problems like RG don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much. Channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that. But I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to
well,
to press.
You don't
but
have to
also
look and search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same, well, move.
Yeah,
right.
I was
if,
you,
if
can
you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
one
of
the things about RSE.
That's right.
But you can't have any every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would.
That's very important. And
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this, like.
Yes, I've seen on my mobile telephones, they also have
the same
things. Do people, when they pick up a remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well,
you can make a double feature, like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
but
also,
if
someone picks up this
remote, I think 80% would.
If someone picks up his remote and he touches the side, and he's already on the next channel. That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah. Right.
So in any case, the basic function should be neat, and as you said, fun. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty.
Yep.
Basically, as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very
that's
useful
right.
for
you. Part of the job.
So this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still like this one. I had to delete this one. I had to make it. Schematic of the. I had too little time, but don't. Don't look at this, please.
Well, we understand. We understand.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right.
That's
no.
Most important thing.
Nice.
Alright.
Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is did we start this presentation?
Sure.
I think
about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing
wow.
time.
Then we
time.
Have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right.
Wait,
so.
So. SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different, we've all have different homepages.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, I'm like you for interface design. The method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to look at remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions of things. This one is user center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like user center.
Yeah.
I like user center. also the best.
We also
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more need more buttons than this one,
but we have to reject that because
yes.
of the requirements.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see different from different sides, but I think.
Oh, I should.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so
mm-hmm.
we can customize.
Oh, absolutely, but they all have to. Have something about the recognition from our company, so we cannot just make someone.
Front, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then
mm-hmm.
our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
you can put it
on
the back side.
Yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah,
the symbols.
So
yeah.
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 Don't
yeah.
replace
yeah.
the symbol.
Or the,
yeah.
the lowest part of the remote isn't changed
yeah.
by the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
let's
those
not focus on the
yes.
front.
Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more function if we. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So, yeah,
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should
okay.
go with that concept, I think.
Yeah. All right. I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
The
so
younger.
The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
clap aren't as much.
Yeah,
well, but because you say that their features are important, they want
but
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens and
voice
recognition.
Yeah.
But
most
look
at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so
yeah.
We must build in something, or they will to go to the concurrent.
Yeah.
Our
competitors, right. So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they
well
cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little
right
LCD that
right
you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information. Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something?
Yeah,
those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And
yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
If your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such
yeah
a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it
yeah
really be clickable?
Well,
clickable.
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated.
Yeah.
Just integrate in design to make it more
trendy. So when you sit like this, you can only come watch. I
yeah
think it should be
something like on
yeah
some radios in the car. You there, it's yeah walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS
ticker tape idea.
Yeah.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design, but the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Well,
it's just
well
one
I
script.
Think it's, you got just mean it's a script that keeps it rolling, and it's not that's 5 minutes of implementing
yeah
time.
Five
I think.
Yeah, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right. We go with LCD.
Yeah, well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we still need to know how much that will cost.
I don't know if I can find that.
No,
well, maybe you'll get that information
next
time.
Yeah,
we can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with it, the first one presentation.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
We are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Should we start with the most important
at
parts?
The top
yeah, LCD
or
screen.
At the bottom.
All right.
I think the top
we
is more
start with the power button.
Yeah.
When you sit, how do you zap?
You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Yeah, with the LCD screen on top, it gets a bit
terrible
unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand pole might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
And then
we'll draw two, and then we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're
no
talking about.
he
we're
thinks
busy with something. You
yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for
but
everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
yeah
room
well,
I think
the
that's
the LCD is like small. It's wide. It's
uh-huh
not high. But
well,
and
I think Mike has a point because.
Mm.
When I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the bottom. So and
yeah,
I like to use them once
like this
on the top. So
yeah,
when I have to,
we're making a remote with an example.
Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want
we don't
want
them to look
yeah
like calculator. You want to
it
look
must be a remote
like our
original.
Yeah,
but
well, but you don't have to throw an important aspect, important aspect like familiarity completely away because
maybe
I think it's
better light.
I think it's still important to have it at the top because
and
it's
format,
yeah,
format, limelight.
Yeah.
It's more familiar
that
way.
Yeah. When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Right.
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about it later.
Maybe you shoot another pen, maybe that's better. You only have
it's
one pen for that screen. Yeah.
Right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah,
where
I
you can put
I agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well, I'm the designer, so...
In a few minutes... Oh, yeah, I totally
so
agree. Yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions,
yeah.
and then look at
right.
the design?
We were busy with that.
Yeah,
we should summon the
yeah.
the different aspects of the thing. So, we have the power button.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
our
we
job.
Have a power button, guys.
Oh, you
all
have to agree.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
save on. It's like this, and
you
right.
disagree.
Let's
yeah.
keep
we
it
have
center.
A power button, seven buttons, LCD window,
the
number buttons,
yeah.
channel, yeah.
yeah,
volume control.
Yes.
Oh, let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
that's
also volume
design.
Control also.
Yes.
Right.
Next speed.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or
yes,
something.
Yes.
So
they are for some.
Everyone said we could
drop
some of these buttons.
You should. Put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When when you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of arms.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position
no.
constantly with my hand.
That's what I always do because all my important buttons are
good to move from time to time.
Yeah, people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
they
no,
have to be centered.
We have to choose a.
Frequency
what
of button use.
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't think.
Oh.
Up
far
and down,
apart?
Far apart from each other.
Am I you thinking about RSE?
Yeah.
Well, not
look
too
at
much.
Look
no.
at frequency. not too much, but.
Look, the other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well,
and
for example,
and
the power button
close together.
You can.
Well, they're used four
if
times.
If someone
hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because I have
I totally agree.
Right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes. yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
yeah,
those numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's
well,
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do
yeah,
think
well
you
let's
have to,
go
keep,
take
you have
too
to
much
keep it
time.
Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, you decide that, and
yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs, well,
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit
we
hard
we
because
we're
going
in
to
the
do
it so
individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So top or bottom?
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important. Right?
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay,
alright.
Right, these functions.
Because we agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's alright.
That's
okay.
The
number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Well,
it has to be recognized
one
as there can still come more.
No, if you.
Oh, like
on most TVs, if you. Press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it.
Yeah.
That's
right,
so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
Do you still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. You do need the.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It has every basic function.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or is it just two? And
we
make
just two under it.
That's a
we can
a
make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Or
I think
at the top. Your LCD scan is going to go.
You can
put
two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You can just put it somewhere. They aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So.
No, they can be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit
buttons.
Smaller. And well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we present it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes. Nice.
Well, any other...
Well, if you
go to
video, if you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to
you can
to
the video channel.
You can set
AV.
To the video channel.
That's
from
just
zero.
No,
not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah, but
the
you
video
can zap
yeah, but
down.
When you zap down zero, you get to AVI.
Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the
button.
But
it's easy to go. If you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get below
zero.
It's more easy to get to with a specific video channel.
I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons you have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's
different screen
more
settings.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one, four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course to configure
program.
Button. oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah,
for your menu. Menu button.
You should, I think that's important.
General setting,
And the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel,
So,
G.
Save.
G.
Chief.
Yes, say.
The new menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, alright.
I think things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu here.
And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah, the
because
the
zapping right. buttons are
or volume
if you are
or
in the menu.
Guys,
right,
yeah.
We're going to get to our rooms and we'll
your
have
family.
To decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
So, yeah. Chief.
Right.
Well,
thing,
see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now,
yeah.
So
lunch break.
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
You have to move my belly.
We didn't exactly do
I'll just sneak talk. See you later.